Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Carson Cooper. This is WUSF 89.7 News. Florida lawmakers were unable to come together on a compromise that may have expanded health insurance to more low-income Floridians. Now Florida Democrats want a do-over, and leading the charge is U.S. Senator Bill Nelson.
The way to get it done is bring the spotlight in on them, haul them back to Tallahassee in a special session, and let them, under the glare of the spotlight, have to vote on whether or not over a million people are going to get health care.
The Senate passed a measure to use more than $50 billion in federal money to expand coverage. The House wanted no part of any federal money. And Ocala Republican Dennis Baxley says that has not changed, adding that a special session would likely produce the same results while wasting time and money. Freezes, med flies, canker, it is not easy being a citrus tree in Florida. But the biggest threat these days is citrus greening. That is a bacteria spread by insects. It causes fruit to turn weird shapes, turn green, thus the name, and taste real bitter, and it eventually kills the tree. WSF's Bobby O'Brien reports on a new $2 billion effort to fight citrus greening.
Citrus is one of Florida's largest industries and one of its oldest, according to Amanda Bevis with the State Department of Agriculture.
Over the last 500 years, it has certainly faced its fair share of challenges from pests and disease, freezes, hurricanes. Citrus greening, it's what we consider an existential threat in that it has the potential, the ability to wipe out Florida's $9 billion citrus industry.
But the owners of Minute Maid and Simply Brand Orange Juice, the Coca-Cola company, plans to invest $2 billion in the industry over the next 20 years. The money will pay for the planting of 25,000 acres of new orange groves, and Coca-Cola will partner with the state on citrus greening research, just funded by the state legislature with $9.5 million. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
There's a national human trafficking hotline, and one-third of the calls that come in are from Florida. Attorney General Pam Bondi is now calling on Florida businesses to keep an eye out for it and report employees whom they believe might be victims.
Human trafficking is a $32 billion business that exploits women and children, and 27 million people are enslaved worldwide.
Bondi's also asking businesses to look beyond their own four walls and within their supply chains as well. That trafficking hotline, by the way, is 888-373-7888. Former University of Florida quarterback Danny Werfel is among the three Heisman Trophy winners who are entering the 2013 College Football Hall of Fame. He will join Wisconsin's Ron Dayne and Miami's Vinny Testaverde, a former Buccaneer. Werfel won the Heisman in 1996 and finished his college career in Gainesville with 10,875 yards and 114 touchdown passes. He says entering the Hall of Fame means a lot.
When I think about it, I get connected with the emotions of playing college football, of playing for Coach Spurrier, of playing with my teammates, and being at the University of Florida and the relationships around that.
Werfel played two seasons with the New Orleans Saints, but retired in 1999 to work with Desire Street Ministries in New Orleans. Coming up, the very latest on the case of three women held captive for 10 years in Cleveland and just how in the world something like that could happen in the first place. The story next on Morning Edition. Mostly sunny, high of 81 today. Julie Marquez at Bay News 9 says sunny and warmer tomorrow and Friday. Highs in the mid to upper 80s by the weekend with a chance for showers and slightly cooler again by early next week. It's 7:10.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.